Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
All you honeys pop your serum like this. Use your eye cream, don't stop, face mist. All you honeys pop your serum like this. Use your eye cream, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Cream it good. Cream this face just like you should. Right now. Cream it good. Cream this face just like you should. Cream my neck. My back. Write reviews and use code NATCH. Cream my neck. My back. Write reviews and use code NATCH. Cream my neck. My back. Write reviews and use code NATCH. Cream my neck. Cream my back. Write reviews and use code NATCH. Cream my neck. My back. Write reviews and use code NATCH. Yes, queen, that's one take. Jackie J only does one take. Shake your booty, don't stop, don't quit. Jackie J only does one take. Welcome to Natch Beaut, everybody. Welcome to Natch Beaut. I couldn't be more pleased with how that went. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I practiced that for hours. Not hours. I practiced it for a good 10, 20 minutes because getting that rhythm right during the do it now was not easy, okay? So let me tell you something. I really put my work in today. Before I start, I just want to point out something to everybody. I have my Candid invisible liners in my mouth because they are a sponsor of the show, and I have been wanting to fix my teeth for a while now, and I'm on this exciting journey, and I will obviously keep you all updated. But when you get invisible retainers, the first few days, you definitely have a little bit of a lisp. Now, Rebecca, my producer, said, "You're going to take those out, right?" And I said, "You know what? I'm not. I'm going to keep them in. This is going to be my new personality quirk. So get excited. If you hear a slight lisp, that's the new Jackie. Get excited about that." But I know what you're thinking. Who am I talking to right now? I'll tell you. You're talking to the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, the pop punk princess, your favorite kooky southern aunt, your favorite kombucha over 30 niche influencer, Jackie Johnson. Welcome to Natch Beaut. Okay, let me tell you about my guest. I'm very excited that she's here. We met, I believe it was January, we met doing I Don't Think So Honey Live.
That's
we
right.
were in a block together, and it was all, I mean, we, it was an amazing show, but honestly, our block was the best.
I would
we
say.
Were the, we just killed it. We were all just like fierce, funny, and all turned a look.
Mm-hmm.
We all turned a look. So we met that day, but she's a stand-up comedian. She's actually also a podcast host. Her podcast is called Let's Go Otsuko, and it is a woke Japanese game show. And it's new, and you can, and I'm actually going to go on it soon enough, you know. I've been emailing with your booker, so get excited.
Gorgeous.
Get
so
excited.
Stoked. Oh my God, please, been wanting that.
It's going to be so fun. Please welcome Otsuko Okotsuka to Natch Beaut.
Oh,
welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Oh my God.
I'm so happy you're here.
I didn't want to interrupt you during that song. It was gorgeous. I was feeling it. Cream it right. Cream it good.
Yes.
Put all the cream on me.
Cream up.
Wow.
Why not, right? It's
you
2019.
So good. You are so good. And you are right. Our block was, I still have dreams about our block from mm-hmm. I Don't Think So, Honey. We were something about like fashion, turn up, something
yes.
about our, right?
Because we all turned a look.
Is that because we all had like names, right? For
yes.
our blocks, there was like Akbar Trash. We
yes.
weren't that.
No. I would have been honored to be included in that. What
Same.
Was ours? It was something like fierce. It was
something about fashion.
Yeah, because we did all have a great look. We all looked great.
Yeah, I will say my dress did fall apart, actually, that day, because it was just, I just bought it in Chinatown. So everyone else, you had was it a faux fur coat?
Yes.
You had this gorgeous coat on.
My signature coat is a faux fur, a pink faux fur, and I had on crushed velvet kind of pirate pants.
That's right.
Why not?
We turned looks, and I was my dress just fell apart in the bathroom. It was a $10 buy.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know I was going to be in a fashion segment, though.
Right. But I'll tell you this, it looked way more than $10.
Thank you so
much. So you sold it.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy that you're here. You know, Otsuko, the first question I ask everybody when they're on Nash Butte is, what type of skin do you have?
Yeah, so it's oily and dry. Right?
Oily and dry? Honey, those two things don't go together.
You would think so.
Are you saying you have combo skin?
I got combo skin.
Does everybody have fucking combo skin? I feel like every time I ask this question, I hear that. So what's oily? The nose and the cheeks are dry.
The cheeks are dry. Yes,
yeah.
The cheeks are dry. The nose, you know, I guess my T-zone
right.
is dry.
Yep.
I mean, wet.
Your
oily.
T-zone is wet.
Excuse me. This is
the wet T-zone.
My first language.
Yes,
yes. T-zone is very, very wet, and the cheeks are dry. And what else? Oh, I was told I have enlarged pores.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never have known that. Who told you that?
It was a beautician. I was getting a facial.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first times, and she was like, you have what we call. And I was like, how many people? Because it sounded like a gang of people against me. You know?
Right.
She was like, you have what we call enlarged pores. And then I blinked my eyes because I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like that. I don't think she should have said that to
you. So you're a combo, too. You're a combination.
I feel like we all are. Maybe I should stop asking that question because I hear that. But in L.A., I mean, because I know you've lived in L.A. a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a dry-ass area.
Sure.
And then, you know, we sweat as human beings. So it makes perfect sense that our noses get oily and the rest of our faces dry.
Right, yeah. So here we are.
Here we are.
All the same.
All the same,
same
really.
Same combos.
Same combos. Where should I begin? I kind of want to ask you about your hair.
Sure,
because
yeah.
you definitely have, a signature haircut.
It doesn't move. It doesn't change.
But how long have you had your hair this way?
I guess I've had my hair this way maybe the past, 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you haven't had it your whole goddamn life.
Not my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, the classic blunt chop bang.
Yeah.
And then kind of a bob.
Yeah. You know, I used to have that exact same haircut.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Probably so gorgeous on you.
I loved it. But I, you know, as you go through transitional times, your hair reflects. And I feel like for some reason last year, I was like, I think I'm going to grow my hair out.
Yeah.
It's like the world knew or something that my whole life would change the next year. So it's like I needed the hair to have options.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So hair came first and then changes?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And then I cut I did a razor cut, but I've kind of been growing that out. I'm like, I'm going to grow it and then make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I love that. It's a good indicator with someone embracing a new thing.
Yes.
When their look changes.
Yep.
Or when they delete Facebook too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's also a new,
I kind of want to. Are you on Facebook?
I am on there. On there. I have relatives on there.
Same, yeah.
But I don't know why, because it's not like I don't have their phone numbers.
Right. Well, I mean, how dare we call someone?
I know.
I mean, that sounds.
I mean, especially
really
the
in-laws. Invasive. Oh, right.
Yeah.
But in-laws love Facebook.
They love Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, they're on it because they're mini celebrities in their town.
Really?
My father-in-law's a mega church preacher.
Oh.
Where? At the Jimmy Swagger Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Wow. Those mega churches are something else.
They are.
I'm from Dallas. We have a few ourselves.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my husband's from Dallas originally.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
What high school did he go to?
Oh, gosh. Oh, he went to a Christian high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is no longer, actually.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if he went to Dallas Christian.
I wonder, is it still existing?
I have no clue.
His dad...
I don't keep up with the Christian high school scene.
No, for sure, for sure. You went to a cooler one. Did you go to what? The main one? Is it Dallas High School?
I went to South Garland High School. Go Colonels.
Oh.
Shout out to the Garland South Garland High School.
I'm going to ask him about that
Oh,
school.
He knows Garland. He knows Garland.
He'll
for
probably
sure.
be like, I wish I went there.
Right. Well, we had a lot of Christians, but we were not denominational. It was a public school.
Right.
Okay, back to the hair. I noticed sometimes you do little curls in it.
Oh, yes, yeah.
What's, like, your daily hair routine? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Does it fall like this? Are these bangs perfectly like that without you doing anything, or do you have to do something?
So I wake up, and then it's mostly a blow dry up, mm-hmm. right, from the roots. Mm-hmm. I really like volume at the top, mm-hmm. and then the rest kind of falls towards my face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really put product in it. A little hairspray. I'm pretty minimal.
Yeah.
So that's why it was like, that's why it's easy for me to have a bob, I think.
Right.
You know? And then sometimes I curl it.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling different. But not that different.
Right. Yeah. I noticed for your stand-up special, you had little curls.
I did have little curls.
They look
yeah.
cute.
Because, yeah, I guess it's my way of kind of dressing up, but not too mm-hmm. much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to know. I guess let's go away from beauty and then we'll come back because I really want to ask you about your now viral clip of you doing stand-up during the earthquake a few weeks ago.
Yeah, truly just has haunted me, that video.
It's okay, so set the scene. In July, we had two earthquakes in L.A.
That's right.
They were big, but minimal, you know, damage, you know, it was pretty, but they were long and it was scary for everybody who felt them.
Right.
You were on stage.
I was on stage.
Doing stand-up during the second earthquake, which was the bigger of the two.
Right.
And it was long.
Yeah, well, like 45 seconds, maybe yeah. or a minute, right?
But it was fucking terrifying. I was actually at the Arclight seeing a movie.
Oh my gosh.
During it.
So what was the protocol at the Arclight?
Well, it was really funny. I mean, not funny. All of a sudden, it started happening, and I literally was like, I'm going to die in the Arclight. I was like, this is where I will be laid to rest, is at the fucking Arclight, which for people who don't know, Arclight is a movie theater. I was seeing the movie yesterday, and it was about 10 minutes in the movie, and people started running out, which you're not supposed to run during earthquakes because you'll break your ankles. That's a misconception. Do not run. You're supposed to find something where you can cover your head and be safe for falling debris.
Wow, good to know.
So I had just read up, since this was the second earthquake, I had just read up on what to do. And I was like, I looked at my boyfriend who I was with, and I was like, what should we do, you know? And we just, like, we're holding hands. And I was like, we're going to die at the fucking Arclight. Like, this one. But people were running out. We just sat there and stared at each other.
Oh.
But then it stopped.
Right.
But then they evacuated the Arclight.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And then they were like, hey, do y'all want to come back in after, like, 30 minutes? But I went home because I was like, I need to get home to my dog. I was like, I don't want Chi-Chi to be worried.
Of course. You need to, yeah.
So I still haven't seen yesterday. If anybody knows what happens, don't tell me, okay? Because we didn't go back.
I hope you got a voucher for next time.
I think we did get a voucher.
Okay, that is a given, you know? But
you know what I mean?
It makes you think about your family, your loved ones. You're like, okay, I got to go check.
Your whole life flashes before your eyes.
So quick. And, yeah, my life was just like, my life's worth was just stand-up comedy, I think, when I was on stage.
Yeah.
And it was sad to realize that. But I had never been in a position where I was like, I could lead 200 people out of this earthquake.
Right.
But in the very quick moments it was happening, that's when I realized, Jesus, I have no life skills for this. I have no skills for this. And so I just kept telling
making
jokes.
Which is what we do. We disassociate with humor.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But you had a mic. You had their ear. You could have been like, everybody, get under a table. You know, everybody, whatever.
I'm just like, have you heard this one about my husband asking me if I was masturbating?
That was a good joke, though.
But it did happen because the first earthquake was a day before, on July 4th.
Yes.
Which, I don't know, take it as a metaphor for something.
Right.
But, when the earth shook, me and my husband were in bed. And he rolled over and he said, hey, are you masturbating? And I was like, no, we got to get out of here. And then, but, you know, I mean, because it was like 6.8 magnitude.
He thought you were
strong enough.
That you were over there flapping around, shaking the bed. I always think there's an earthquake when my dog is scratching her ear next to me. Because it is. It's like a flapping motion. And I'm like, oh, shit, the earth is ending.
Yeah.
But it's really just my dog scratching herself, which is what he thought you were doing.
Scratching myself.
Scratching yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, but I was like, oh, I guess I'll take that as a compliment.
Of course.
Yeah, so that now, like, people have sent me, like, memes, you know, people called me the earthquake comedian. I was like, what do I do with such power?
You can really make something out of this, you know? You could go on America's Got Talent and do your whole set with like a shaking stage.
I just need the, just, or any natural disaster.
Yeah.
People have been sending me memes.
The tsunami comic?
The tsunami comic.
Tsunami commie? Too much.
That might be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, people might run with it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe I love I'll a catchy phrase.
Maybe
you know?
I'll make it fashion.
Of course you'll make it fashion, Hotsko. You'll make everything fashion.
Wow, sorry. Excuse my coughs. People did send me, like, you know, doing comedy in different natural disasters, like memes. And I was like, oh, ha, ha. Wouldn't it, you know, just like her in a minor flood.
Oh, yeah.
On top of lava.
Yeah, if there's ever an eruption, we know who to call.
We know who to call.
Yeah.
So silly. The bane of my life.
But you know what? Would you have been anywhere else? Would you have wanted to be anywhere else when the world ended?
It was good.
Other than the Ice House.
Irvine? In Pasadena.
Pasadena Ice House.
In Pasadena. I could have died with 200 people who paid too much money to see just an earthquake happen and me do some quick bits.
You know, that's actually a really good crowd, 200.
Yeah, it was a good amount.
Yeah.
That's why it was also stressful, because everyone was screaming.
Right.
And I went on stage dancing, and I thought everyone was screaming because of my dancing.
How great you were.
I was like, oh my God, stop it. And then the screams turned into terror.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, fine, I'll stop dancing.
But aren't you impressed with how calm you stayed? And you also stood your ground. You could have run off. You could have screamed, oh my God, we're going to die. You stood your ground and you entertained. The band played on, honey, you know?
Don't you think that's what we do, though? Like, doing comedy already is tragic.
Yes, truly. The tears of a clown. Yes.
Yeah, so we've dealt with just like our own personalities,
yep.
Our own need to do it.
Yep.
An earthquake is just the tiniest heckler.
True. You're right. You've had worse earthquakes in your career.
Yeah, I've had people shout like, you know, questions at me while I was doing sets. Simple questions like, what's Taiwan? You know? That was in the South.
That doesn't surprise me. How interesting. Otsko, you said you're a minimal gal. I'm wondering if you have any, let's go over your skincare routine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So, like, let's say it's the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know, you're winding down. You're about to go masturbate next to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do for our skin?
Before I scratch myself
at
night in bed to shake things up, I had to take pictures.
I love that. We love a photo.
I had to take pictures because I was like, what are these called? I wash my face.
Mm-hmm.
I put water on it. Uh-huh. And then I put this Rare Earth Deep Pork Daily Cleanser from Kiehl's.
Okay, we're a Kiehl's gal.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, all of my products are Kiehl's.
Oh.
Because I just, oh God, it's... Because I just kind of stick with one brand because I don't want to think too hard.
Yes.
I'm pretty chaotic in the brain already with organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps me to just be like, this is the brand I buy.
When you say chaotic with organization, do you mean you're super organized or you're very unorganized?
Unorganized.
Okay, yeah.
Unorganized. Cool thing is I'm not uptight.
Yeah.
but I am unorganized, so I have to be.
Is your husband organized?
He's more organized.
Yeah.
He has to be.
Is that a conflict?
No. Like, we've worked it out. I've started to do things, like make routines so that, you know, as an adult, as a married woman too, like, you know, being like, figuring out ways to organize around my chaotic brain helps.
Yes.
He's got a chaotic brain too, but that he has ADD, so for different reasons, he's had to be really organized.
Yeah, you have to kind of train yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I put that, and it kind of like exfoliates,
mm-hmm.
and then I wash it off, and then I put a Kiehl's Ultra Facial Moisturizer on, and that's mm-hmm. it, and I go to bed.
That's great!
Yeah.
We love that!
Yeah.
Do you wear makeup every day? You said right now that you're natch.
Yeah. Right now it's just lotion.
Yeah.
It's
really impressive.
I try to, like, you know us.
Yeah.
We know we're going to end up on stories or something.
Right.
You know, so at a certain point during the day, I will decide the day has started
mm-hmm.
and put makeup on.
Right.
Because I'm going to see people.
Right.
Or put myself online.
Right.
Silly, but yes.
And so I've noticed that I watched a lot of your clips, you know, you do like a lip and a lash.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Is that kind of like your go-to look?
Yeah, I just do lashes and then a little eyeliner. Yeah, I draw my eyebrows in too, but, you know, where the bang meets the brows, sometimes you can't see that I even drew them in.
When I had bangs, I didn't do my brows ever.
That's great.
It's an extra step that I'm kind of over, honestly. I kind of want to cut my bangs back so I don't have to keep doing my goddamn eyebrows, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I just wasting ink, you know?
Yeah.
Because my bangs cover.
Nobody can see.
Nobody can see.
You're wasting the ink.
I don't know if it's going to be a windy day, though.
That's
you know?
True. That's
so I'm
true.
Just like, well, I'll have my eyebrows in case someone's
in
like.
In case that wind hits.
We don't know what that bitch is thinking.
Right.
She's expressionless, you know? So I, in case of a strong wind.
Or an earthquake.
Or
something.
Or a quick gust. I don't know. Santa Ana's.
The Santa Ana's might be rolling through.
Always draw the eyebrows in. But that's it. And then I've actually ran out of blush. That's why I haven't been wearing blush. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't gone to the mall. Why?
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not picky about what you use? How do you acquire, how do you make the decision of like what makeup you buy?
Yeah, it's very, that's still a little frantic.
Yeah.
It's very much, I bought this like, so I go to Sephora a lot. Mm-hmm. I bought this like kit of like, they have samples, right?
Yeah.
Like mini, get four different lash, what is it, mascaras.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll do that.
Oh, the like sampler kit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like sampler kits when it comes to makeup.
Yeah.
With lotion, because it's like, this is my daily life,
yes.
Right? Lotion and like washing, I like to just keep it the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forever.
I think that's great.
Kills forever.
Because I think it's definitely a personality trait because I am the opposite.
Okay.
Even if I love something, mm-hmm. I'm like, what can I try next?
Oh, that's great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about me versus you.
Well, you know, you try different products. I mean, you also talk about it.
Right.
So, you know.
If I said the same goddamn thing every
imagine?
Time, people
you...
would be tuning out. They would be tuning out.
You did say you were a Kiehl's girl, though, meaning like you do have some Kiehl's stuff.
I don't anymore.
Okay.
I used to use a lot of Kiehl's.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm always having to try new shit now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What if it doesn't work out as much? Do you still have to finish the whole bottle?
No, I don't have time for that shit anymore.
Got it.
I throw a party, which you can come to this year.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay.
I'm actually going to have one probably pretty soon.
Smart.
Because I'm moving out, as we discussed. I might be leaving my apartment.
Yeah.
So I have, and they're great products. It's mm-hmm. just once I get the grasp on something, mm-hmm. I have to move on and try something new.
Yeah.
So I have like bottles of very expensive shit that I've used a tiny bit of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have people come over and I say, take everything.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you want to come.
I would love to. I would love to help in
now
your
I have your email.
Process.
So and we're both in Silver Lake. If you don't
That's
mind
right.
me shouting out our neighborhood on here.
No, shout out. Hey.
Shout out to Silver Lake. So great. I'll
Waverly.
See you. Yes. I'll see you there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll help you out.
Okay, love that.
Oh yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about your love of dance.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, Otsko's Instagram is the place to be. I was just discussing this with my producer, Becca, before you came. You dance, but you don't just dance alone.
Right.
You include family members to your dance videos. And by family members, I mean your grandmother.
That's right.
Your mom and your husband. And they're very, very entertaining. So I would love to pull the curtain back and kind of hear about how this idea came about. And how much practice does it take to get them to learn the moves before you record? How long does it take to get the shot? Like, I just would like to know all about this. And first I'll ask you, how did you start dancing? Have you been dancing since you were young? Is this like something that you grew up doing?
Yeah, dancing, you know, in and out of my life with classes when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
Mostly to try to keep me out of trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like piano piano lessons and dance classes, mm-hmm. ballet, you know. And then cheerleading in high school was yes. where I really blossomed, I feel like, where I started choreographing dances for my squad.
Cute. And where'd you go to high school? L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Venice High School.
Look at you, girl! Little SoCal cheerleader girl. Yes.
It is Venice representing. We were the Gondoliers. That was our mascot.
What's that?
You know, the gondolas in Venice.
Uh-huh, the boats?
Yes, so it was the guy who rows the boats.
That's the mascot. The
that was the mascot.
The guy who rows the gondola. Interesting.
Not like a fightery type of mascot.
I wouldn't imagine, but if, you know, shit goes south during a gondola ride, you got to know how to fight, you know?
So. Yeah. No, it was truly, yeah, it was just a guy with, like,
yeah, with an oar?
An oar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I learned a new word today, gondolier.
Gondolier.
Yes, honey. I want to swing from the gondolier. The gondolier.
Truly a lot of letters to spell out in a cheer squad. Gondoliers. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, come on.
That's
we couldn't
a
be.
Lot.
Yeah.
Did you ever do V-E-N-I-C-E? Venice? Venice?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
the way or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Something about blue and white. Let's go. You know, we were blue. But that's where I really, like, you know, danced the most and realized my love for it. Because there was also, like, LimeWire and, like, free music downloading.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Softwares that came up. Napster. Mm-hmm, shout outs. Mm-hmm. And so...
Shout out to the Napster!
Ow, ow.
I use Napster. Yeah. I'll be honest. I did. That we all did. Come at me. Y'all want to come at me? Fucking FCC or whatever? I did that.
Yeah.
I use Grokster.
Grokster?
I use LimeWire. But I don't believe in it anymore.
No, yeah, no, but at the time, that's how I was discovering new music to choreograph dances
yes.
to. As a high schooler, it's not like I had money. I could
right,
just be
but
buying
also,
CDs.
I also feel like we didn't understand that at the time. I was just like, oh, free music. I didn't
right.
understand because now as artists, you know, it's like I understand the frustration with
right.
not. And honestly, like, think of an amazing song like that's changed your life. It's like, I'll pay a fucking $2 mm-hmm. fee to have that song.
For sure.
Of course, it's worth it.
For sure.
You know, I think they deserve $20 for a damn CD.
For sure.
100%, you
yeah.
know? So, but at the time, we didn't understand. I was like, ooh, free music.
For sure. It was
yeah.
just like free music, and then a virus once in a while.
Yes,
that's all
definitely.
I knew about that
same,
process.
Same.
And then so, but that's how I discovered dance hall, the music, which is what I dance to a lot. With
What's
the family.
That?
Dancehall is Jamaican music, so
oh.
like Sean Paul, right, is like one mm-hmm. of the people who made it to the mainstream. Beanie mm-hmm. Man. Drake uses a lot of dancehall beats.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna's next album is going to be dancehall,
oh,
actually.
Honey.
Back to her Caribbean roots.
Yes.
And so, yeah, and then the thing is, my grandma has been a caretaker all of her life. She still takes care of my mom. My mom has schizophrenia. And so... It's this thing where, like, you know, when we dance, I saw that she got excited about, like, at first we started doing it as, like, an exercise thing. Because
mm-hmm.
I like to dance. I was like, well, what if I teach y'all a dance?
Yeah.
And then I was like, can I film it really quick? And then, like, it was really fun. And my grandma loved performing, actually. She loves the camera. Truly,
yeah.
she's the star of the family.
Yeah. Well, there's a video where she smacks your booty.
Oh, yeah.
And it's iconic. So I can see it in her eyes.
She has a sense of humor, and she actually loves the camera. I'm afraid to open up her own Instagram, because then she'll take my followers.
Oh,
know?
She will literally have, like, Sugar Bear hair ads in a month.
Yeah.
She'll be hawking FabFitFun boxes. Like, her career will take off.
You know what? I'm going to start an Instagram
yeah.
for her. And that is how I became my grandmother's manager.
Yes, you could be the next Kris Jenner.
Yeah, there
yeah.
she is, me.
Yes.
No, and so now when I go see her, she's even like, are we going to do a video today?
Right.
And so that's how it started. That's
yeah.
how, and then, you know, it's very quick, actually. Just like one take, she's a quick learner.
Right.
My husband keeps up.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So how long does it take to get ready for those videos, like in terms of a choreography prep?
We'll do it once.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sorry, my cough. We'll do it like once or twice. I keep the choreo really simple for them, you know?
Right.
They do like more backup dance moves. Sometimes there's some videos where I just go, just follow me where they're watching me.
Right.
And it's like following along with my moves.
I really want to be in one, not to like wedge myself in, but we are neighbors.
Yeah, please join.
And I'm not a good dancer, I would say, but I'm an enthusiastic dancer. And my best friend is an Emmy-winning choreographer, not to brag. Oh. And she says that I have unique lines, meaning my long body can really create.
Oh,
some,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, Jackie is showing me right now.
There's
a
lot of angles.
Mm-hmm. She's creating lines with her arms.
You know, create.
Fashion. Yeah, yeah.
So...
truly.
So, I don't know. I could maybe be of service. And then Rebecca would think I'm cool because she always watches your videos. So, then that would get me points, you know?
You're in. Of course. Okay. I always say it's an open, like, anyone's welcome.
Yeah.
It's like, I think we should do one where it's, like, a group of friends who want to be in the video.
Yeah.
And grandma leads the dance.
Yes.
You know?
Where does grandma live? Am I allowed to ask, like, neighborhood-wise?
Yeah, my grandma's in Arcadia.
Okay.
So we go visit
her. Not too far.
Not too far. But sometimes she visits Silver Lake. So maybe next time she's at our house, I'll be like...
pop me a text.
What y'all doing? It's just truly just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay, yeah. I don't make empty promises.
Okay, I love that about you. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, two-sided. When maybe we'll see. I'm just kidding.
Wait, what are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio, okay. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of Scorpio
friends. What's your husband?
He's a Libra.
I don't think I've ever dated a Libra.
Yeah?
I don't even know when that is.
Yeah, that is like early October and I guess late September.
Yes. Never dated a Libra.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, like a couple signs that you never date. Or have you dated all the signs and just not a Libra?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Let's go through my entire dating history. So first of all, I'm just kidding. No, I've dated a good amount of the signs, but Libra is not one of them.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very, you know, what is it, diplomatic?
Yes. Oh, but I like that.
Also an air sign. Mm-hmm. So we're both air signs.
That's fun.
Yeah.
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 Listen, I don't know. Oh, my God. I just downloaded this fucking app. I'll tell you about it, too.
Oh.
This is wild. I just downloaded this app.
Is it the pattern? No.
Yes!
Okay.
What the fuck is this app?
Otsko,
are you on this?
I got it because of, like, you know, fucking...
How did you know I was going to say that?
Because you were like, it's freaking me out. You were looking freaky about it.
Oh, my God. The pattern.
The pattern. What
so
do you think?
So you have it?
I got it, but then I deleted it.
Because it was too intense?
Yeah, and it didn't make my husband feel good, the thing that it said about him.
Oh, yeah?
He threw the phone.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I don't even know, how would you describe this app? My best friend Haley was like, you got to download the pattern, right? And I'm like, okay. It literally, you type in, all you do is type in your birthday and the time you were born and where.
Right.
And I guess it does some kind of
witchcraft
star chart or something, but it doesn't show you it. And then it just tells you all about your personality. Wait. And it's really freaky.
Okay, so you feel like it was really accurate?
Yeah! Yeah!
Are you going to read some of it?
It was like, hey, you're 34 and getting a divorce, and you live in Silver Lake. I mean, it's fucking to the point. And then you can add, okay, so you can add people without them knowing.
Yes.
To your own personal profile, all you have to do is you have to know when they were born and where.
Yeah.
You know, which isn't that hard to ask. Be sneaky about it. Hey, just wondering what time you were born. Why? Oh, just curious. You know, whatever.
Right.
Or your friends join, and then if they're in your contact book, you can look at them and compare yourselves. And it shows you, like, where you're at in terms of certain time periods of your life. Like, I'm in this one. This relationship stage has 216 days left. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yes.
But did you find it accurate?
I found mine. See, the thing is, I don't know what time I was born.
Oh, right.
So I was like, I'm not going to take it to heart.
Right.
But it did get a lot of it.
There's no way to know. Your mom doesn't know?
I asked her, but then she's always like, every time I ask her for astrology, of course,
right.
And why
like,
else
no.
would I want to know
right.
what time I was born? She's like, I think it was like noon. I think it was nighttime. No, I think it was in the morning.
Right.
And I'm like, were your eyes open? And she's like, yeah, but I just don't remember if it was like, I think it was early morning. So it just varies
right.
so much
right.
That I don't know. And that's the other thing, right? Like with astrology, Because I've started to get into it.
Right.
That's why I got the pattern. Also, right. Channing Tatum was, like, talking about
he
it.
He was?
That was. That's kind of why.
Where?
Suddenly, the pattern became more. I think he got on his Instagram and was like, oh, my God, the pattern
oh,
is freaky.
Shit. See,
it's changed my life.
That makes sense, because I get behind things, like, a year after they become a thing. So that makes perfect sense that Channing Tatum was the person who got everybody on the pattern.
And this was just, like,
freaky.
A week ago.
Yeah. It's freaky.
So,
here,
okay.
And I'll read you. Can I read you one for fun?
Yeah.
Let me read you ideal relationship, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So this is ideal relationship.
All right.
In your long-term relationships, what works best for you is being with a partner who's able to accept your intensity.
Ooh.
Ideally, they view your energy and passion as something positive.
Mm.
They should be receptive to your force and magnetism. It's reassuring to know that your partner can let you be in charge and won't try to dominate or tame you.
Mm.
There must be a strong sexual connection. Your partner should want to be physically close and intimate with you. You're either turned on or you aren't. If you don't feel that vitality and intensity with someone, it's a sign to move on.
Okay.
Interesting.
Did you put your partner in there, too?
I did, but you know what? That's something I'm not comfortable talking with
on
the show.
No, of course. We don't have to. I was just curious, because that would be the natural step.
But I'll tell you
this.
Next step. I'll tell you this. When you put in the person, it gives you a little pie chart. Is this what you did with your husband? It gives you a little pie chart, and it shows you how much of your things you have in common.
Oh, yes.
We have almost half in common, but guess what we have in common? Ideal relationship. The same paragraph.
Oh, got it. Same paragraph.
Honey, yes.
Okay, so yeah, that's a good
why not?
Start.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I think it said about me and my husband that we were very similar.
That's cool.
Yeah, like in the pie chart, it was just like something percent, very similar. So yeah.
This app is free.
It is a
I mean,
a free
why not
app.
Fuck with it? I don't think it's casting spells or anything, you know? This isn't too kooky.
No. But it does look like the little, what is it, icon? The app icon looks like a guy named Chad came up with the app.
Yes. Chad, it's like a little wave clip art.
Yeah, it's like a wave clip
art. Chad, we could do better. We can definitely do better with a new look. So, okay. What do you have any other self-care rituals? I consider your dance a self-care ritual.
Mm,
is there anything else that you find that you use to take care of yourself, ground yourself, anything you find yourself doing every day?
Yeah, it's mostly, I guess it is dance.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, now I have a routine of, like, I do my nails now.
Yeah, I see they look great.
I do my nails now. It wasn't a thing. And, you know, until like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, another thing that's like routine. I do my nails once a month. I get my hair cut every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
You know.
You keep those bangs fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that's organizational in that way, a routine so that I know, again, with my chaotic brain, I'm like, okay, at least I do that every 2 weeks, and then I do that every month. Also, it makes me work harder because it means I'm going to spend money.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Do you go in
is
Silver
that
Lake?
Self-care?
Of course it is.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Do you go in Silver Lake?
I go in Atwater Village.
Okay, cute.
I go to this place.
Is it the one right by Heartbeat House?
It is,
that place is great.
You know I teach at Heartbeat House.
I know.
Okay, yeah.
I know. If I come to your class now, I hope it's not weird.
No. Come, like, many a comedians have come by. Many a comedians have quit and left.
I haven't been going to Heartbeat, if I'm being honest. Once it got off ClassPass, I haven't been going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just let me know, and then I'll just put you on the list. Do we have this conversation out loud here?
I can cut it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big yoga booty balletter.
Oh, okay.
I've had transformative experiences in that class.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because it's like half like Zen, half like meditation, stretching.
I'm telling you. And you get that booty moving.
Mm-hmm,
and that's what I'm about these days, getting that booty popping. Oh, can you teach me to pop my booty?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've been trying in the mirror. I did it the other day, and my glasses shot off my face. I'm talking across the room. And I was like, wow, I wish somebody could have seen that. It was like a movie scene.
Right.
Like a prop master had a fucking springboard attached to my eyes. I mean, it went across. I really am trying to get my booty to pop.
Yeah, I mean, that is a style too. Many twerkers actually wear glasses.
Oh, interesting.
But they constantly have to bring it back up during the twerks.
Oh, so maybe I did it right then, if my glasses flew off my face.
I mean, it means you thrusted.
That's right.
You thrusted, but you had to stop because you wanted your glasses.
Right, I can't see. I couldn't do it without being able to see. I couldn't look in the mirror and see my booty popping without my glasses on.
Of course.
It might not have even been working.
You didn't get the full effect.
Yes.
So you stopped? But you have friends who are nominated.
Yes, Emmy-winning choreographers.
Choreographers.
Yes.
And so they're busy. So they might not have time to give you like a twerk lesson or something.
You know, she's given me, I'll do a move for you.
Okay.
Okay. You know, y'all can't see, but Otsuko will describe it for you.
I'm going to describe
it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we call this the magic mic.
Oh, yes. Okay. Jackie has stood up.
Like,
oh, yes.
You go.
She is on the ground. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's a hip thrust. Uh-huh.
Am I doing it
up
right?
To the air? Yeah,
something
it's
like that, right?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, with a wave. Mm-hmm.
So like,
yeah,
I had her
hip thrust, but she got on the ground. So
I had her teach me that.
Yeah,
but you know, I get it where I can. She charges. She's time is money. You know,
mm-hmm.
Time is money with her. So I gotta like slide those lessons in.
Right.
How are you? How are you doing? By the way, is this how you pop your booty? You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes, of course, of course.
But she did teach me that magic mic move.
Yeah, that was great.
Was it good?
That was
good.
Can
we do it on your Instagram?
Yeah, let's do it. The hip thrust. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what we call that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it is a hip thrust of some form.
Yeah.
Definitely been to a Magic Mike live show twice,
okay.
So I have seen that.
Yeah.
In my face.
I got
face.
Really aroused doing that. No, I didn't. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, real quick, I want to ask you about immigrating to the U.S.
Oh, yes.
Only because I've been seeing your tweets about it. Obviously, there's a lot going on in our country,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I just kind of wanted to ask you your experience.
Yeah.
I know that you were, I don't want to tell your story for you.
Oh, no,
you were born in Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
raised in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and at 10 years old, you came to America.
That's right, yeah.
And tell us about why you were here, because I know I've heard you tell this in stand-up, but just like, what made you come here at 10 years old?
Yeah, well, it was my grandma's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma and mom had this dream to move here, did not tell me,
mm-hmm.
told me it was a vacation, a two-month vacation. I said, oh, yeah, two-month summer vacation in L.A.,
Why
sunny
not?
L.A.
Yeah.
I pictured Disneyland, the beach. I pictured so many fun things we could do in 2 months before we went back home. Never went back home. Overstayed our visas, which makes you undocumented. So it was truly, at the time, I don't think I clocked it fast enough. I think I was in shock.
Right.
Because they enrolled me in summer school. And so...
In L.A.
In L.A.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, it's just a summer, like a summer camp.
Right.
You know? So, of course. And then something for me to do during the summer while we're here for vacation. And then summer camp ended. And then I was enrolled in the fall in a different school.
And you were like, wait a goddamn minute. What's going on here?
Yeah, I was like, wait, so I don't understand. I was like crazy. I mean, it's a dumb thing to think, but I was like, oh, maybe summers are a little different here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Like, when you're a kid in America, you have to go to school.
For months and months?
Yeah.
Summer is 5 months long?
Yeah.
You know? Well, and then...
I could buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hold on, wait, now I've been here... For 18 years. No, it didn't take that. I think I realized like maybe a year or two in that I knew we weren't moving back, but I did not know we were undocumented.
Yeah.
Because I don't know legal terms.
Right.
I don't even know. Yeah, I didn't know any of that. I didn't really even know how passports worked. I knew how airplanes worked because that's how we got here.
Right.
Oh, that's, you know, what transports people in and out. I thought it, like every land was just open for anyone to go in and out of. I don't know
this
that.
This land is my land. This land is your land. Yeah. We all know the song.
Yeah, you just fly in right. And you come. There's paperwork and shit that I didn't know about.
So being undocumented, what did that mean? Did that mean you couldn't leave?
Yes. So you can't leave. If you leave the U.S., if you're undocumented, you cannot come back in.
Right.
But, you know, then there would go my mom and grandma's plan of trying to become American citizens here.
Right.
So, yeah, so I didn't go back to Japan or Taiwan for 7 years while I was here. Yeah. But it was just so abrupt, you know, to just, like, pick up and leave. I didn't get to say bye to a lot of my friends.
Because you thought you were coming back.
Yeah, for fucking 2 months.
Have you ever said to them, like, hey, that was fucked up?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was, like, many years later, though. I think I just, like, kept it on the inside.
Right. Well, you were probably processing it all, too. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah. I didn't know I was... Yeah. Yeah. I did not understand. I just, like, it's... the terms... You know, Grandma was just like, oh, yeah, you can't go back to Japan.
Right.
But we can go many different places. So she would take me to, like, Hawaii.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, and we went to New York and stuff and did a family tour bus. things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you really close with your mom and grandma?
I am.
The three of you have been through a lot together, it sounds like.
Yeah. It was a matriarchal, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
family. It was just all women in my family. We were really close and still are. Now we dance it off.
Yes.
We sometimes actually dance in front of a garage.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, I didn't even think about, you know, the metaphor, but when we first were... Like, when we first moved here, we were living in my uncle's garage,
mm-hmm.
the three of us. So I was like, oh, look at us now, popping our shit in a garage, but, like,
why not?
Different.
Oh, so you had family here, too.
We had family here.
Yeah.
That's why we came, yeah.
Nice.
Fun story.
I liked it. Does your grandmother or mother ever partake any wisdom on you in terms of beauty stuff, or are they pretty natural gals like you?
Oh my gosh. You know, we've gotten grandma a little hooked on Kiehl's products
mm-hmm.
now.
That's cute.
Grandma's been trying to, now in her older age, finally, like, she puts, like, eye cream and stuff
mm-hmm.
on. But before, literally nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like my mom doesn't even put lotion on her face.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't even know. You know how some people do that?
Yeah.
There's people who do that.
Ooh, yeah.
Like in other countries. They literally wake up, they don't do shit to their face.
Yeah.
They look gorgeous.
Yeah. Maybe there's something to it, you know? Maybe we're all, who knows?
Like humidity, I know in humid climates,
yeah.
like people just don't need, they just wake up.
Your moisturizer is air.
I guess
your moisturizer is being alive.
And of course, it depends on your skin type and
right.
stuff. But my mom literally does nothing to her face.
Wow.
Yeah.
I respect.
And then
I respect that game.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I will break out. It's because of the shit we eat, too,
yes.
I think.
Yeah. In the Wi-Fi.
And the Wi-Fi.
Who knows? What if Wi-Fi is causing our acne? It could. I don't know.
What if it's our phone screens?
What if it's our phones? What if it's, I mean, who knows?
Oh, my God.
What if it's the earthquakes?
It's probably the quakes.
It's the quakes.
And that Silver Lake Reservoir.
Right.
Oh, that water can't be. It's just reflecting off just some.
Right into our eyes.
Acne prone shit.
I hate it. Okay. Well, I want to real quick ask you about. I was checking out your YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh,
you
that
have
old
a
thing.
Viral video where
that
you go
thing.
To a love hotel. And I found this very interesting. I've been to Tokyo. I did not
yes.
know. And I've been to Shibuya, which
mm-hmm.
is, or Shinjuku. Where were you?
That's Shinjuku.
Shinjuku. So
mm-hmm.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this was a thing. Can you just briefly tell us about love hotels?
Yeah, so love hotels are great for if you're having an affair or if you just want a quick hookup sesh with somebody. Maybe if you, you know, hired a sex worker. It's just, you just rent out a hotel for, you know, like 30 minutes to, you can stay overnight too.
Yeah.
But it's just short stays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 30-minute rest, they call it.
Quote, unquote, rest.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I wish I would have checked it out when I was there.
And it's cool because even though me and my friend didn't go to hook up with each other, it's cheaper than a regular hotel. So you could definitely use it as a regular hotel.
Yeah.
You know?
Good to know.
You
if you're a tourist out there and you're trying to, you know, save a dime.
Yeah. Stay
Why
at a
not?
Love hotel.
Stay
you just have
hotel.
To be okay with all the other commotion happening.
Right. Did y'all hear it?
We didn't hear anything, actually. We went out for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, you can rent sex toys and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Oh, wow.
From the hotel. You just see people like, you know, walking in with their person.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think it's interesting.
It's very private.
Yeah.
You pay inside the room.
I saw that on your video. Very
cute.
You pay
inside. This machine, like once you open the door, this machine shouts at you like, put money in me.
Yeah.
Put money
in
me.
There were a lot of the... I remember I got ramen in Harajuku and it was a machine.
Right. A lot of machines.
And I felt like a dummy because I didn't know how, you know, how to use it. And so a guy had to come help me and then, you know, you feel like a dummy, but...
Well, I mean, it's screaming at you in Japanese, or
yes.
like it's got words and, you know,
right.
what are you going to, how do you know?
Yeah. I mean, it had little pictures.
But they're so tiny.
It's so tiny. I couldn't see.
I don't, you need your glasses.
Yes.
We've established that.
I needed my glasses. Okay. Let's go. I have to give you this.
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know if there's a blush in here, but basically, I was at BeautyCon yesterday. I don't know if you know what BeautyCon is.
Oh, yes. Oh, I saw Priyanka. I just saw a thing with Priyanka
she
there.
Was there.
Mm-hmm.
She was there.
Mm-hmm. And shit happened, yeah.
It's essentially, you know, a con, so a convention, but it's all about makeup and beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially like 13-year-olds with full... like drag queen level makeup walking around, you know, trying to get free shit. And like, it's a whole thing. Now, that was simplifying it. It's a lot more than that. And it's a beautiful day. A lot of people, but a beautiful event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was given this pouch. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to see if Atsuko wants this. There's a bunch of shit in here.
Oh, my God.
And I want you to just have fun. I know you say you're pretty natural, but you know what? Go wild.
For real?
You and Granny and Mom, just...
I can't believe that...
You and Granny, go wild. Get that... There's a lip gloss in there. Get that on Granny.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know. Y'all have a girl's night.
This is LA girl. Oh, my God, Jackie. Thank you so much.
I don't know.
Much.
It might all... You might not want any of it, but you know what? I was like, Atsuko might have fun with all this shit.
I am going to have so much fun with all this.
Have a beauty night.
Oh my God, me, my grandma, and mom will all look like clowns and we'll make a video. We're gonna look so good. I'm gonna put every single thing on grandma. Every single color and gloss.
On grandma.
Thank you.
Oh, what do you call your grandma? You know, everybody has a name for their grandma.
Just grandma.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. Tell us about Let's Go Atsuko.
Let's Go Atsuko is a woke Japanese game show. It's a spin on a Japanese game show. It's in English. I don't know. That's stupid. Of course it is.
No, I don't think that's stupid.
So it's a live show that's monthly at the Dynasty Typewriter. Also,
I love that venue.
Oh, it's great.
It's really great.
Oh, it's my home venue. I've been with them for a while and. Sorry, I have nothing interesting to say there. I think it's haunted. There,
that's
I said
cool.
it.
That's cool, yeah. I think everywhere is in L.A.
Yeah, I feel like...
There was a lot of shit going out, you know, there was a lot of shit going on in the early Hollywood days,
mm-hmm.
and I'm convinced that there's a ghost in every apartment,
mm-hmm.
there's a ghost in, of course, every theater. Of course!
Oh, yeah, every single theater.
At least one ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I feel like, but the places I perform at, I feel like... Or haunted places.
100%. Yeah.
It's a monthly show, and also a podcast, weekly podcast. So it's two entities.
Did you see that you and I were both written up on the same week for the Vulture like funny podcast of the week?
Yes,
we
that's
both
right.
were on the same list.
Oh, the universe is coming together,
I'm
and then you're gonna get on my podcast.
I'm telling you,
I want you on the live show too.
I'll be there.
Oh my gosh,
I'll be there. I will be ready for the ghosts, whatever comes our way.
Yeah, it's fun, fierce, ghostly.
Yes,
witchy.
We love all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, listen to Let's Go Atsuko. If you live in LA, go see the live show. Tell us what your Instagram and Twitter are so we can see the dancing, because I'm telling you, these videos will brighten your day.
Oh.
We all need to break up our Instagram feed with happy things that bring us joy, and these videos will bring you joy.
Thank you, Jackie. You can find me at Atsuko Comedy on both.
Spell your name for us, because it definitely might look to the untrained eye differently
true.
Than how it sounds.
Atsuko, spelled Atsuko. Comedy spelled
C-O-M-E-D-Y. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, Venice High School. The Gondoliers.
The Gondoliers.
The Gondoliers. Atsuko, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy.
And thank you for my gift.
Oh, please, have fun. I can't wait to see some looks.
We're going to look crazy.
I can't wait. Get that glitter gloss on grandma for me.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope my list wasn't too distracting to you. These microphones, they definitely make it enhance. They enhance the list. It's a very fancy microphone that picks up every little thing, because that's a
it's great, because actually this product you could showcase on a podcast.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
the effects
you
of
can
it.
Hear my teeth moving into place, mm-hmm, on this microphone.
And just imagine the gorgeous teeth that are coming afterwards.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
That's that working.
Everybody, don't forget, you deserve to be happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And also don't forget to cream your neck. Keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.